Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Long Branch Dental in Greenville, Texas, the Minna Bucket at Lake Fork, and Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, which was the first production big bore air gun on the market. Folks, it is now time to head to Lake Texoma. Now, Mr. Bill Carey, my friend for many years, is standing by. Nobody knows what the Stripers are doing any better than Striper Express, Bill, and Associates. So, Bill, thank you for being here, man.
Good morning, Luke, and all y'all in Radio Land.
I bet Radio Land is just waiting to hear how the striper fishing is going on up there at Texoma, Bill. Well, you know, a couple weeks back we had a early cold weather. Yeah, cool, cold, 30, chilly. Did that have an effect on the striper fishing? Is a winter pattern setting in up there now?
Oh yeah, that cool front we had brought in about a zillion seagulls, and you know, Luke, those seagulls are better than those $2,000 fish finders.
I know, that's a fact. Yes. So, striper fishing over, let's say the past, you know, week overall, since the cool front, pretty dependable now.
Oh, yeah, these birds are here. And, folks, what happens is the fish will drive the balls of shad, the food forage, up to the surface. And these birds have tremendous eyesight. So they come in and they hover and they dip and they pick up these shad, the bait, and we just motor into them and figure out which way they're going. And I tell people on the telephone, if you've never done it, you got to be here. It can be so good. You just got to be here to believe it.
Well, and this time of year, it is a period of steady fishing, you know. In other words, the pattern, it's not like it changes day to day. Now, the location definitely probably changes hour to hour when the fish are on the move. But the pattern, tell us, I would assume right now, I'm guessing that probably the jigs are the top bait. Am I right? Or is it?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Yep. Folks, what we're doing is a good pair of binoculars is the most important thing on the boat. You glass 360 degrees and you look for the birds. They're big flocks of birds hovering over the water. You ease up to them and you can tell which way the school's going. And we cast 4-inch soft plastics on a 1/2 ounce, 3/4 ounce jig, depending on the wind. So those fish can be from the surface all the way down to 30 foot. So we tell people, you know, kind of stay in contact with your bait on the fall because they will hit it. But then as soon as you start reeling, they're going to hit it. And if you miss it, another one will hit it, or that one will. It's just tremendous fishing, tremendous.
Made me think of something funny, Bill. In other words, don't throw it out there with that bait casting reel as far as you can throw it. Leave it in free spool and take your thumb off. Don't let it start falling because one's probably going to grab it. And if that thing's not locked down, you probably have witnessed this, you and your guides up there, more than once. Somebody that reel, they forget to lock it in. And their thumb's not on it and jerk back, and that's probably not the best way to catch a striped bass, is it?
we call that a professional overrun.
yeah, but you know, having that, I do when fishing a bait casting reel, and then I've fished with you enough, I know you're the same. When it's falling, I like to keep my thumb on that thing, my left thumb, the way I fish, and is on that spool. But my right hand is on the reel handle. And, you know, just as soon as that, you know, you can catch a lot of them on the fall if you really stay tuned in, can't you?
Yeah, and, you know, folks, we use slabs, too. That's a lead spoon that we drop vertically. And
yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
Just last week, I heard one of the guides say they were hitting on the fall better on the way up. So that takes a little bit of learning, but it can be taught real easy.
Yeah, just as soon as you feel that tap, you've got your thumb, so it won't be a professional override. You know, you've got your thumb where you can control that, lock that reel down real quick, especially slab fishing. I guess, you know, you're using a heavier jig, it's to some extent, but like you say, especially when you're fishing with
with a slab, you know, you can feel it more. Bill, any areas of Texoma now that, you know, a person coming up would want to key on, you know?
You know what, Luke? Y'all don't think that I'm fibbing, but these fish will bite lake wide. Look for the birds, truly. Just look for the birds. They are everywhere. And, folks, when largemouth and speckled trout and redfish get lethargic, the cooler it gets, these fish love it. Stripers bite year-round, but the fall is legendary fishing. Just that's what we call it. It's just unbelievable. Cooler water, these fish fatten up. It's just so much fun. And, you know, they're going to do this all the way up till New Year's Eve, and then we start working for the big fish on trophy hunting.
You bet. You bet. Well, you know, while I'm thinking about it, Bill, December the 14th in Greenville, on 4 wooded acres, we're going to have the winter rendezvous, outdoor rendezvous up there. It's on Stonewall Street. Henley Auto Supply, which is CarQuest. Randy Kuhn owns that business, and he owns the land. And he does a lot of car shows and things like that. But we are going to have a fun few hours on the December the 14th. And I'd want you to mark your calendar. I know how busy you are, but maybe you could slip off up there. A lot of our friends are going to be there, Bill, and I guarantee you we're going to have a big fire, campfire going, and it'll be a lot of fun. So maybe, just maybe, you can be up there. It'd be nice to visit with you.
I'll be there. I think I put it on the calendar already for the 7th, so it is the 14th.
Yes, it is. Right. At first, I'll when we were working with the folks up there in Greenville, the newspaper and all, we were talking about the 7th, but it is the 14th, yeah. And so, yeah, that's going to be so much fun. But let's shift gears back to the fishing. So is there a time of day? I mean, are you starting at daylight, or how does the trips run now when you're striper fishing?
Well, that's a great question. Here we go. We've been doing this for about 20 years. When Thanksgiving hits, we board and depart at 10:30. All winter until the time change in March. So last week we had that 30 degree weather. I called a corporate group, 3 other charters, and I said, let's do our winter board and depart time at 10:30.
Yep.
And that 10, 15, maybe 20 degrees of solar heat on your back by 10:30 is welcomed on a cool day, and that's what we do.
Well, and then the stripers, it's not like an early morning break of day, 2 foot of water, top water bite. I mean, they're out there roaming around, and by then they're probably sunlight's up and they're out there hammering those shad. So I like that plan very much, and I know a lot of your clients do too, Bill. That, you know, they, you could easily drive from the Metroplex now during that period and be there in time to go fishing with you, you know?
Yes, sir. This is what I tell folks. We do it for all the right reasons. Water temperature dictates the bite, and they bite all day because it's cool. Second, it does make a simpler drive for most. And third, I already said it, 10, 15 degrees of solar heat on your back is welcomed on a cool January, February day. So 10:30, board and depart. That's what we do.
Good plan, Bill. And there's nothing like those. I like to eat the stripers, of course, year-round. But those, I don't know, maybe it's just me, the way I look at it. Those cold water stripers, caught out of cold water. Excuse me, my gosh, if there's any better fish to eat, I don't know what they are. And
right.
I like all kind of fish. You know that, Bill.
Y'all, well,
buddy,
say it.
Yep. I guess, you know, you've told the tale. We know what's going on at Texoma right now. Just get a jig and a 4-inch trailer or whatever, and get out there and get with them under the birds. StriperExpress.com, basically. Need I say more, Bill? I mean, Facebook, everywhere, StriperExpress.com. They can contact you, can't they?
Yes, sir. They can call us if they want to. Our number is 903-786-4477. That's 903-786-4477.
Bill, thank you so much for being with us. And before we get into hard winter, I am going to sneak off up there. I promise, you know, we're going to do it. And it's been a while since I've had the pleasure to get up there and fish with you. I really want to get loose on a weekday and get up there and get some of those stripers. So hope to see you soon, buddy.
You're welcome anytime, brother. Come a running.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com. Or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Friends, you know, last year was the first year that we could hunt with big bore air guns in the state of Texas. A lot of people did just that. A lot of people still are kind of on the borderline. They don't really know very much about big bore air guns. They're accustomed to the little pump-up pellet guns that they shot as kids. Well, the Air Force Air Guns Texan, which was the first production big bore air gun on the market, came out a few years ago. I've killed a bunch of big game animals with it. A bunch of hogs, exotics. I've even shot an Audad with the Texan. Well, the Texan is now improved. A new tank and valve allows the Texan to pressure to 3,625 PSI. It's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure that pushes a bullet that will develop up to 754 foot-pounds of energy. That's shooting a big 520-grain bullet. So if you're on the borderline thinking that you might want to start hunting with an air gun, go online to AirForceAirGuns.com. And check out the Texan. If you have an older model Texan, you can put this new tank and valve into it. It just screws right in, and it'll pressure that one up to the same thing. It'll be just like buying a new one. But all the new ones now come with the 3625 PSI tank. And, you know, I have shot mine. I've got a new one, brand new. I've just had it a week or so. But I've been shooting these Nielsen Specialty Ammo Bullets, 240 grain hollow points. And what I like about it, no, they don't develop the 754 foot pounds like the big heavy bullets, but they develop more than enough to cleanly harvest the biggest buck or the biggest hog in the woods. The trajectory on those things hold out really good. Say 100 yards and a little past, I feel very comfortable now. So you can, you know, Google Nielsen Specialty Ammo and check out the bullets that I'm shooting right now in this new Texan. Thought that would help you out a little bit, folks. I know a lot of you have been thinking about the, you know, starting out with an air gun. You'd be hard-pressed to find one better than the Texan right now. It's the most powerful production air gun on the market. I've had a ball with everybody. Remember catfishradio.org. And remember, you can go right there and email me with any hunting or fishing information in your area. And I'm already looking forward to next week's show. We're going to have a good time again this time next weekend.